Department of Homeland Security says it's moving to improve pre-flight screening. Gee, do you believe it? And what will they make us do next? We already take off our shoes, are subjected to pat-downs, have everything we own go through the machine. Next, is it really going to be the body scanners? A man and a lizard, a lot of lizards, in his underpants. I'm going to tell you all about it. He was put in jail, not in the U.S., but in New Zealand. And Barack Obama getting ready to make his State of the Union address tomorrow. What do you think the president should focus on? I think it's the economy. You might be looking for something different, like an explanation with what's happening with healthcare reform. One of the things that will be a top priority, at least that's what's being bandied about in our nation's capital, is the president really hitching his agenda to the middle class. But can he hold true to the promises of the middle class? So far, to be honest, I would say no. I'm skeptical. He's fallen way short of that mark so far. And what about the idea that no new taxes for anybody in a family who makes less than $250,000, they're dancing around that one now, and the number keeps coming down. Actually, there's no number at this point. So that's where we start here on America Tonight. I hope wherever you are, you're employed, you're happy, and everything's well. Unfortunately, I know the reality of that is too many people find themselves depressed, unemployed, and very, very concerned about the future. One of the things that the president talked about, and we mentioned this on a previous show, was the idea to go with a spending freeze, much different than what we've seen from this administration in the first year. In fact, it's interesting, if we roll back the videotape, and you can remember this, all of the gazillion of campaign stops, and also as part of the debates, spending was a hot topic for a while. And what would you do if you were president? Here are a couple of different responses from Barack Obama, and at one point attacking McCain's idea of a spending freeze. Take a listen.
How about a spending freeze on everything but defense, veteran affairs, and entitlement?
Spending freeze?
I think we ought to seriously consider, with the exceptions of caring for our veterans, national defense, and several other vital issues.
Would you go for that?
Well, the problem with a spending freeze is you're using a hatchet where you need a scalpel. There are some programs that are very important that are currently underfunded. I want to increase early childhood education. And the notion that we should freeze that when there may be, for example, this Medicare subsidy.
It's important for the president to set a tone that says all of us are going to contribute, all of us are going to make sacrifices, and it means that, yes, we may have to cut some spending, although I disagree with Senator McCain about an across-the-board freeze. That's an example of an unfair burden sharing. That's using a hatchet to cut the federal budget. I want to use a scalpel so that people who need help are getting help, and those of us like myself and Senator McCain who don't need help aren't getting it. That's how we make sure that everybody is willing to make a few sacrifices.
All right, so now a year later, Obama is reaching for the hatchet. What does McCain say these days after hearing what the president is deciding to do? Take a listen. This is from the other day.
Question. Senator McCain, in the campaign that you ran against President Obama, he really blasted you for your version of a spending freeze proposal, and he said that your proposal was a hatchet, not a scalpel. What do you think of his?
Thank you for taking me back down memory lane. I think that the president understands now how serious this problem is, and it requires hatchets and scalpels. It requires a hatchet to bring it under control, and it requires the scalpel to eliminate the wasteful and unnecessary spending that characterizes so much of this bloated spending process we're in. So I appreciate the fact that the president has changed his position since the campaign.
So he has changed his position. Now, hey, that's politics. That's what happens. Politicians run on one thing, and then suddenly it's a different story once you're in the big house. Once you're in the White House and it gets it gets dicey and it gets hairy. You can flip on what was one of your main tenets when you were pumping hands and kissing babies and talking to people across the country. And this was one of the main things that Barack Obama talked about. Also, he talked about creating jobs and then the new tax credit for small businesses that actually add employees. That didn't work. It didn't work as it didn't go through Congress. And we're back to that position once again, proposing, what about more jobs? What about doing that? The unemployment rate is topping 10% or more, and actually it's higher in most places. So the House Democrats didn't actually put in Obama's proposal when they passed their jobs bill, if you remember, a month or so ago, because they didn't know how to target the credit effectively. This is the other part of the problem. When you paint these rosy pictures and these rainbows and the pot of gold at the end, there has to be a way to get at the gold. They didn't give any details on how the tax credit would work. And tax experts are saying, you know, that's pretty vague. It's pretty hard to know when it works or not. You know, how would the government prevent abuse by companies that artificially inflate their payrolls? I happen to see this. I thought it was brilliant. Somebody brought it up. How would new companies be treated? How would the government even figure out a way that to ensure that firms added long-term employees when the credit is only for a year or two? Hey, look, you hire someone for a couple of years and then they're gone. So that was an idea that never came to pass because there was no way to enforce it. There was no way to make sure that it was done correctly. And this was proposed late last year, if you remember. So that didn't even happen. There were a couple of different proposals to create jobs and do something with the economy that included a payroll tax credit for firms that would increase a payroll. That would be the most effective, but the limiting the credit to small businesses reduces the benefit anyway, and that's part of the problem. This is what the struggle is. So I've decided the struggle is the president has to decide just one way or the other what team is he playing on. He doesn't have a choice. He doesn't have a choice in the matter because supposedly this is America and, okay, everybody's going to help everybody else out. You're going to help your brother down the street. But when it comes to government, that's not the way it works. It's about special interests. So if the special interest is going to be the middle class and there is going to be this middle, remember, I saw the screen. It said middle class task force. There are going to be these economic initiatives for struggling middle class families. I say, let's see it and tell me how this is going to work. Right now, under a current proposal that we have, businesses would increase their payrolls by more than 3%, let's say, over their 2009 levels. They would get a tax credit worth 15% of the increase, but the credit would only apply to the first $50,000 of a worker's salary. So it caps the amount at $7,500 per worker, but how many of the workers are even hitting that number? Or barely, probably making less than $50,000. I bet a lot of them are making less. The numbers just don't add up. What say you, America? Can he pull it off with this middle-class task force? 800-259-5791.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you think that this middle class initiative will do? 10 being the most successful thing a president could ever lay out, this task force, 1 being the worst, and then some number in between. I mean, it's music to the ears of many across the country. I'm sure all of us listening to America Tonight, including myself and Matt, although Matt is in a pretty wealthy tax bracket, I believe, pretty healthy. But just in case he slips down to the middle class, then he'll understand. In the meantime, a couple of quick things. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, had a brilliant idea. He wants to send the California inmates who are in the country illegally back to Mexico because it's draining the resources in Cali. And, of course, the prisons are flooded. There's too many prisoners. For example, they've got one prison in I want to say it's in Chino, where there are 170,000 inmates, and it really should only have 100,000 inmates. That's not good. And they believe there's about 20,000 inmates that are illegal immigrants. So his idea is, think about it, if California gives Mexico the money and, you know, builds them the prison, boom, here's your people. It would have the cost to build the prison and run the prison. They'd save $1 billion that would go into something else they needed, like higher education, because they're really taking it on the chin there. I mean, in general, California is drowning. The 19.9, let's call it $20 billion deficit, is strangling that state. But the prisons, that's the thing. And Schwarzenegger says, why shouldn't we have private prisons and private prisons competing with public prisons? But the bottom line is, why don't we just send the inmates back? Doesn't Schwarzenegger realize we haven't dealt with even the most basic thing when it comes to immigration, illegal immigration in this country because it's too much of a political hot potato, so we got to bury it away in a box somewhere, especially with all those House seats up. There's no way anybody wants that to come up. I don't even know. I said I think it would be 6 months before any legislation's taken up. I'm going to amend that statement. I'm going to say, and I'm writing this down right now in my trusty book, I'm going to say the subject is not broached at all in 2010. Not broached. Maybe a couple of people on the campaign trail it's brought up or in talk radio, but I mean real legislation. Nothing, nada, nunca, nothing is going to get passed in our nation's capital on illegal immigration. It's not going to happen. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm not doing bad. Better than I deserve, like Dame Ramsey says. You know, I would be all for Obama if he came out tomorrow night and said, I will not sign any health care legislation unless it has 75 senators signing on with it. You know, I mean, think about it. He could use the football example of, you know, a football team needs 100% participation on the same play. And we're trying to run a country when only 51% of the people are voting for it. But he's not going to do that, you know.
He's going to
come up with more stuff that's just going to make people just fall asleep during his speech. And it's a shame. He has a chance to say, okay, I heard what you guys were saying, but instead he's just going to try and give more free stuff to people and think that we're dumb enough to believe that's going to be a solution. You know, he's going to say if you're a student, you don't have to pay back your loans if it's more than a certain percent, and he doesn't think that's going to have an effect on the people giving out the loans, you know?
Which it will. Yes.
There's going to be less loans, and they're going to get higher. And then what's going to happen is he's going to have to come out with a federal program like Fannie Mae and Sannie Mae and all them other Mays, and then that's going to fail too. So, and people know this. So I don't know. What do you think that, you know, he's going to say?
That he can say? I think the focus will be on there's going to be I'm going to predict we're going to hear middle class mentioned like six times, and there's going to be re-energized. That word re-energized is going to come up a ton. We're going to hear about the economy. It's going to be about the economy, because the people around him, while I think they're idiots in handling some of the things that have happened this past year, it's right in front of their face with all the polls. The concern is over the money. People not being able to afford what's going on with their families because of whatever, XYZ, and joblessness and all these other things that are floating out there that all relate to money. But a lot of those problems were created by some of the scenarios that these guys set up. The stimulus, our deficit is ridiculous, and ultimately that's the problem. We're going to pay the price for the deficit. So the percentage of Americans who have given this guy the green light, it has really taken a tumble. Remember, his high point, Tomas, was 74% when he took office. You know, he's at 56% or lower now at this point.
Well, you know, I'm a populist at heart, and I just think that, you know, some of the things both the left wing and the right wing can get on board with, like stopping legal immigration. That takes a lot of our resources.
Yes.
It takes NAFTA. You know, it's, you know, old the big-eared guy, Perot, he was right about that, what, 15, 20 years ago, that you were huge sucking sound. And, you know, you don't hear that sound anymore because there's hardly anything else to suck out of the United States. Where are our, you know, we don't even manufacture our own bullets, okay?
That's the problem, exactly. Exactly. Jobs went overseas. We lost a lot of that with the trade. You have 7 million jobs gone since the so-called recession started 2 years ago. Unemployment, 10% or better, and we have this $1.4 trillion deficit.
Well, let's hope somebody can talk some sense into them because, you know, it is our country. Anyway, listen, thanks for the opportunity. Have a great night, Kate.
All right, thanks, Tomas. Mm-hmm. Well, he slipped away. slipped away into that dark good night. Interesting, the GOP response is going to be the governor, Bob McDonnell of Virginia. He's going to come back with a response to the State of the Union. And I'm pretty sure, there's no question, he's going to talk about families. He's going to talk about middle class concerns. He's going to talk about children and health care, and anything related to that will be pushed in there. Probably school programs, maybe. Maybe we'll hear something about school programs, because recently in the last couple of weeks we have. But absolutely, no question, all economy in some way, shape, or form related. And we'll hear the middle class be trotted out there a bunch. And I'm going to write down truly the things that have meat on it, not the broad strokes, the specifics of whatever is said in that State of the Union, and we'll see what the follow-up is. Because in charting things that have happened in the past, it's exactly the opposite has happened. I talked to a lifelong Democrat today. I was at a barber shop, and I had a conversation with this guy, and he told me he was so disappointed and so sorry that he voted for Obama, and he loved Obama. He was so excited. He was excited about change that we can count on. He kept telling me that leading up to the election, change we can count on. And he's deflated. He's deflated about what has happened in this past year. And I said, well, don't you believe the excuse of the previous administration dropped all this nonsense on their laps? And he said, not anymore. Maybe the first couple months I bought it, but I am so disillusioned. And I think that we're living in a time where a lot of people are disillusioned, and particularly those who really thought finally we're getting ours. We're getting a guy who's going to give us gay rights. We're going to get health care across the board. We're going to get the tax breaks. And none of those things have happened at this point. For whatever the base was supposed to be for Obama, man, it's changing. No question. All right, you can throw in your 2 cents. I know we have a couple of people in line. We're up against it, so I didn't want to go to any calls yet. But 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The State of the Union address by your president, President Obama. Kate, hanging out with you here on the airwaves across the country, here and there and everywhere in between, with a little show called America Tonight. We played this at the top of the hour. The State of the Union address, I think, it's all about the economy, a big chunk of it, but obviously what's going to be mentioned is this three-year freeze. That's the proposed three-year freeze on federal funding that isn't related to national security, most likely. And if you remember, and that's what we played for you, less than 18 months ago, Obama hammered the senator from Arizona, McCain, for proposing the very same thing, and he referred to it as using a hatchet when a scalpel was necessary. And the specific quote, you heard it in September of 2008, he said it, the problem with the spending freeze is you're using a hatchet where you need a scalpel. There are some programs that are very important and are underfunded. Here's the thing. So you do this three-year freeze, really, is that going to make a dent in our incredible deficit? And the answer to that is not much of a dent, for sure. All right, 800-259-5791. Let's take a whole bunch of them. And first we go out to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu, thanks for hanging.
Hey, Kate. First of all, real quick, you know, you were talking about being at the barbershop today. I went and got my hair cut this afternoon, and I got thinking about you because you were talking about texting and driving last night, and they had a little cartoon up on the wall that said, honk if you love Jesus, text if you want to meet him.
I like it.
So, had this old lady driving all over the place. I want to tell you, I got an email the other day, and this is kind of a cute email. It talks about looking for a job in America. How man wakes up at 6 a.m., alarm clock goes off at 6 a.m., alarm clock made in China. Gets up, goes, gets a cup of coffee out of his coffee pot made in India. Puts on his designer jeans made in Italy. And gets in his car made in Germany. Goes, looks for a job, comes home, can't find a job, so he puts on his house slippers, his slippers made in Brazil, gets on his computer made in Malaysia, and waits for president made in Kenya to help him get an American job.
Where's that rim shot when we need it? I like it.
Yeah, just lighten it up a little bit. Hey, uh-huh. I just want to tell you, we're talking about politicians. We had a politician screw up in our county last week. Well, it didn't make more news, I don't know. We actually had a guy that was in going to court for 12 burglaries, a battery, and a domestic violence, who's been a lifetime criminal. He goes into court. It's his trial. He decides he wants to talk to his attorney and make a plea agreement. Goes in the little room. Tells his attorney he has to go to the restroom. Attorney tells bailiff, hey, the guy has to go to the restroom. We had two bailiffs in our courthouse, which I live in a small county, small courthouse. The guy walks straight out the back door of the courthouse. Our sheriff issues a thing in the paper, and I quote him, it's not a big deal, we'll catch him sooner or later. 12 burglaries, a battery, and a domestic violence. And it's not a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Yeah, and they let him walk right out the back. I mean, just walked out the back door. And my wife's cousin is running for sheriff this year. And I called Jack, and I said, Jack, I said, what do you think about this? And he said, man, that is the craziest thing. He said, when that happened, and he said, then he released it to the paper in quotations. It's not a big deal. We'll catch him sooner or later. He said, what's going to happen when the guy goes in the wrong house? I said, well, I know what's going to happen when he comes in my house. I'm going to blow his tail back on the other side of the door. But it blew me away. I was like, so you talk about your blunders and your dungeons. That is going to be the biggest moron. Now we understand why he's a one-term sheriff and not running this year.
Yeah, he has a good chance to lose. That, you know what? Your buddy has a chance to win. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So. Thanks, Jay. I appreciate it. Have a good night, hon.
All right, you too. Thanks for the levity. It was funny. What was it that Stu said? The first thing he said, honk if you love Jesus, text if you want to meet him. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
It was interesting you brought up California and Arnold and the deal about building jails. You really think the Mexicans would build jails, will take that money and let the criminals go. But
exactly. Here's the problem. The illegal situation is killing us. It's crippling us. We know it. It is strangling us. And then you look at what is the deficit? $1.4 trillion. Come on.
Yeah, they're not responsible for all that. But you know what? Kate?
No, but you know what? No, I'm going to say this. They're responsible for a hell of a lot of it, Don. There's no question. Yeah. I live in a border state, so I know because I talk to these people and try to get the best information I can from the Border Patrol agents on down. And the problem is in the hospitals, in some of the school situations. And you're right. They're not responsible for all of it. But, boy, there is such a chunk, and especially in California. In California, it's out of control. Southern California, wow. Look out.
Well, you know, Kate, though, you've got to go back to the source of California. And, you know, things had to start in California, and they spread to the rest of the country. A lot of people
mm-hmm.
believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sorry, California had too many liberals running that state for too long, and Arnold's gone in there, and he's this state government's just too big. He's furloughed them. He's cut them. He's fighting against the bricks there, but, you know, the problem that you faced with, you know, I love California, Kate. You know, I'm a big hit. My ball team's there and lived there for quite a few years, but, you know, it's an extremely expensive place to live, and I would probably say that, you know, 60% of the people that vote Democrat probably can't afford to live in California, and, you know, they're looking for a handout to help them. That's what people do, Kate, when they don't have enough money to, pay for their own lifestyle or slash, you know.
Sure, looking for free money, as Tomas would say.
Yeah, they go looking for a handoff, so hey, I'll vote for this guy, he'll give me what I want. And, of course, that's what's been going on there, and that's a microcosm of what's going to happen if we keep continuing to let liberals run the show. Oh, by the way, I heard there's a really good show on tomorrow night. Have you heard about it?
What is it? The State of the Union.
Comedy and deceit and lies and it's just full of it. It's the State of the Union. Oh my gosh! So
yeah, we'll be watching. Don't worry. Yeah, I know.
But you know, it's a trip, Tate. Because you heard what happened. You hear what they're doing with healthcare now.
What are they doing with healthcare? What do you mean?
What you remember when Pelosi said, "Oh, we'll get healthcare passed." She said it with such confidence, like she said, "Oh, they've got some nasty little trick up their sleeve." They're gonna. I guess Dirty Harry today sent a letter over to the. I guess there's about 30 or 40 liberal Democrats that do not like the Senate bill because it doesn't have a public health option and a few other things.
Right.
And he's basically told them that, look, pass the Senate bill, and then we'll go back.
Now that was out a long time ago, though. They said that a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it's just getting reported again, coming around a second time. But they said that a couple of weeks ago that they were going to try to pull that trick and have it go through because they don't have enough House votes. There's no way to go back to the House to accept, like you just said, the part of the Senate bill that they don't like.
There's got to be something, you know, illegal. You sit there and you pass the bill and then you go back in and change it.
Yeah.
I think you can amend things to, you know, add things to the bill, but to go back in and change the core points of the bill, I mean, that's just, there's got to be something, because evidently they don't need if they go back in and they're changing stuff, they only need 52 senators, a majority of the vote to not the 3/5, the 60 votes. They don't need a, 60, only need 52, and he's got that. So it's just disgusting. But hey, there's one other thing I want to throw at you. I don't know if you heard this report, but evidently the oil reserves down in Venezuela, have evidently come in about twice as much as what they thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like 500 billion barrels of oil underneath there,
mm-hmm.
and which is more than the Saudis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that. And so then it starts to become a really interesting concern if that, fat boy communist is still running that country down there. And what's interesting is that, he was freaking out last week, Chavez, about how the U.S. military is in Haiti and they're going to come get me and, they're going to, this is what this is all about. And I thought, he thinks they're giving us the idea, dude, because, I was starting to think, maybe it'd be an idea. I heard a comment from a couple of the, I don't know what you call them. You call them refugees right now, these poor people that have been displaced in Haiti. And a couple of people have said that this country's in ruins. Why doesn't the United States just come in and take it over and make it better? And I was we're sending a lot of aid there. Well, but then I started thinking, well, I wonder if there'd be a way to make them if they agree to it, of course. I'm not saying force them to, but if we made them a protectorate, like, we do with Puerto Rico and the, Virgin Islands and American Samoa and that, and to where it's actually, the United States is... how it is in Puerto Rico. They've been a U.S. protectorate for years. It's part of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of wondering if that would be a good idea to do that with Haiti. And then we do have, quick access to get rid of this guy if he gets too far out of line, So.
There are people who do think that, but I think President Preval and who's ever left, that's not going to happen. I think the U.S. gets in and gets out with what's going on now with the relief effort. I don't see it, but it is an intriguing idea that has been floated around as to the reason you've heard this, as to the reason why we're there in Haiti and there's soldiers on the ground and all that stuff. I don't think that'll happen, but it is interesting, Don.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, Avatar passed today officially, I guess, or most money ever by a movie, so.
Avatar, the blue people. It was. I told you, I went to see it. I actually really, really liked it. Don, drive safely. Thanks for the call. Coming up, we'll tell you why Paul Krugman, you know that name, right? One of Obama's leading economic advisors is not happy about this spending freeze. And we'll take more calls, 800-259-5791 here on ATN.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. no caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Said he's one of the Obama pals. He's not happy about this spending freeze. He's calling it appalling on pretty much every level. Here's a quote that I dug up today. It's a betrayal of everything Obama's supporters thought they were working for. Just like that, Obama has embraced and validated the GOP worldview, and more specifically, he's embraced the policy ideas of the man he defeated in 2008. Yeah. How about that? So let's take a few more. Mark in New York, you're on America Tonight. Hello.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, they said Bush, Hitler. Now they're saying Obama, Bush.
I know.
You know, that's what, not to bring up a dead horse, but Alex Jones has a film, The Obama Deception, and he did deceive people. But that's not why I called. I got a couple points. I'm not going to filibuster, but here we go. Your friend in the barbershop, the Democrat, said he wanted, if I'm not mistaken, gay rights, health care, and what else did he say?
Gay rights, health care, uh-huh.
Right. Well, here you can go, sir. As far as gay rights, I'm assuming you were in Texas to get your hair done. If you don't like your gay rights in Texas, move to California or move to New York. You pretty much can do whatever you want. All right, so that should be a non-issue as far as the president's concerned. You want health care for all. well, this is what you can do. You can ask your state representatives to ask them to let them people buy health coverage across state lines to lower the cost of health policies. And you can ask them to get rid of the state mandates that force me and you to buy the same policy for something that we may not need. So that is how you get your health care for everyone at a reasonable rate, because you can't have health care for everyone without your taxes going up. It's mutually exclusive, sir. Get that through your head. And if you want health care for yourself, if you smoke or drink like a fiend, stop doing that. Cut out a lot of your red meat and exercise at least three times a week for 20 minutes, and then you'll have your health care. And if you don't want to do that, well, then you deal with the consequences for your own actions and stop dragging the rest of the country into it. So that's what I have to say to your friend who wanted, all this. He was upset with Obama. Mm-hmm. And as far as the immigration, Arnold Schwarzenegger's right, but so was Don. You're not going to give the Mexicans money and with the corruption down there and expect them to build prisons. Before you do that, you won't hear anything about it, like you said, in the next election or during 2010, because there's no one like Tom Tancredo down there. So in California. So while it was a courageous stand, and it's true how they're draining the country, you can ask California to go to the state legislature, which is controlled by hard leftists. You can simply roll back some of the benefits that you in housing and welfare payments to people that are, as soon as they come across the border. You can simply ask your police to let them ask about their immigration status, which the feds don't want you to do. So if they're caught committing crimes, you just get them out. You can't even ask about their immigration status. And then you can petition your government to stop the bastardization of the 14th Amendment, which would allow the babies of freed slaves after the Civil War to have access to the Constitution. You bastardize the 14th Amendment and let anyone that drops a baby here have automatic citizenship. Mm. That's what you can do. So mm-hmm. if a dumb blue-collar guy from New York can have these thoughts, I'm sure that the politicians do, but they won't do that because they have no courage. Mm-hmm. So. Those are a couple topics. I'm not going to filibuster, but I want to ask you something specifically about Texas. Do you know who Deborah Medina is? She's running for governor?
Yeah.
Texas. Apparently, the media, even this National Review, which I've been a loyal subscriber to, I'm probably going to get rid of the subscription, because they talk about Kay Bailey Hutchison and Rick Perry, but they're not talking about Deborah Medina.
That's
you want
right.
Want someone change, and the reason I'm bringing it up is because I'm speaking to you on a broadcast. It's in New York here in Connecticut, tri-state area. You have to realize that people, just common people, are running for office, but the news media is pushing them aside. You won't hear about their names. So that's what, Deborah Medina is running for Texas governor. We have other people that want to get in on the game here and hopefully take this country back. And if Obama really wants to do something, he could just say, you know what, I'm stepping aside and let the real boss take over. Her name is Michelle, because she's probably the one that's really running things up here.
Somebody else suggested that to me. Mark, great call. Thanks. You were fired up tonight. Appreciate it. He stuck with a couple of things. Didn't filibuster, like he said. He is right about the gay rights, except for specifically what we're talking about is marriage rights. And then that's where you get into the whole, and the guy is not gay, but that's in getting to the whole thing about what was being promised and would there be gay marriage across the board, etc. And the same thing with health care. So a lot of the things that it is true, just like we gave you the example of freezing, now the spending freeze is completely 180 degrees in a different direction of what Obama said over and over again wouldn't happen. And this is politics. This is the game. And Mark's absolutely right about the candidates that are running. In Texas, Deborah Medina, who he mentioned, she does not get very much coverage, just kind of an afterthought. It's all about Governor Goodhair, Rick Perry, going up against the senator and the debates and everything else. It's more of the focus seems to be there, so he makes an excellent point. Let's go to Mark in New York as well.
Hey, kiddo.
What's going on, man?
How are you feeling? You want to take a couple days off, eh?
No. Okay,
no, really,
ahead.
We don't mind.
Oh,
I wasn't even going to call until you said, what do I want to hear tomorrow? And I figure, oh, the truth. Well, real quick, I want Obama to apologize for insulting our intelligence, first. Second, for being so goofy, okay? After a year, he's got to read off teleprompters to sixth graders. And about the economy, if you look in the Webster's Book of Dictionary, real simply, it says the steward of the household the head of the household being a good steward of the money, which they're not. And economics is real simple. Boom, bust. Boom, bust. industrial period, okay, the internet, we had the housing, okay, boom, bust, boom, bust. Well, then we got into the service thing where nobody wanted to cut their own grass because they were all making money, refinancing their properties, it was all fiat, guy's going to cut my grass and I'm going to call the painter, I'm not going to do it myself, and now there's a bust and nobody knows what to do. Well, they're going to ask the government to make the next boom. The last thing we want is the government to cause a boom, because if a bust come, what next?
It's the same process. You're right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Absolutely. Excellent
point. Everybody being goofy.
Right.
I'm goofy enough, Kate.
We're all goofy enough.
You know what I mean, honey? I tell you, I got to thank you so much, Kate. Between you and my lithium, I've been really doing okay.
All right. We're glad to know that you're taking that lithium. Thanks, Mark. The boom and the bust, no doubt. Hey, if you have any suggestions, too, for the show, I've gotten some great emails lately from a lot of you around the country. A lot of you who listen and don't always call in,
but you have
some thoughts.
Mistress.
I love it. Here's one from Judith. Judith says, Kate, love the show. Never can seem to get the courage up to come to the phone, but I like how you let everybody say their piece. Well, we just gave you some examples of that. You're absolutely right. That's why I always say, listen, you might have a different point of view. I don't care. It's about the conversation, and all are invited to have the conversation. That's the key. Here's one from Rob. Rob's listening to us in Vermont. He says, hey, Kate, I really love the nail the score thing. Are you still going to do it? We are doing Nail the Score. We're going to do the Pro Bowl game this week, Thursday, in our third hour. And then the next week is the Super Bowl, so we will also do the Super Bowl. We might do college hoops. Once we get through to the tournament, we'll do it then. We won't do it after football. We'll do it once we get into the tournament, so that's March. Here's another one from Jeff, and Jeff says, Kate, really enjoying the show. I like the point you made about Obama and excuse me, what are we going to hear from his State of the Union speech? You got to forgive me, folks. I have a terrible, terrible cold, and every once in a while it gets caught in my throat. Yeah. That's the interlude. You know what it's like, the Vicks, the cough drops. But I feel so passionate about the things that are going on. I don't want to take any time off, and I'm totally okay. Just that occasional coughing that happens when the cough drop gets caught. Anyway, thanks for all of the emails. I appreciate it. We will be watching the State of the Union address, and we'll see whether or not economy becomes the number one thing that the president talks about and the middle class. Remember, it's always okay by me and should be by you, too. Don't be afraid to take the road less traveled.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.